Hi, this is Komnos. As you already know, I'm the composer of the poems on this website. I was a performance poet, and since 1993, I've been dedicating myself in poetry performance in all sorts of places, for instance, pubs, schools, and prisons, etc. And not only am I interested in poems, I also work and dedicate on expressing my compassion towards those Australians who live on the margins of culture and society of this country. And by using my poems as a tool, I am capable of giving these people a voice, which enables myself as a medium to deliver the culturally diverse society to every reader of my poems. In each of the poems, I use different language techniques to demonstrate different distinct Australian voices. For example, in my poem Houston Welcome, I use colloquial and slang languages on the free verse structure, for instance, Bikey and Truckee and Waraya, and all these informal languages I used are in order to portray a typical Australian voice, and they do create images of such characters in our real life, and I think this creates humor and fun to listen. The title, of course, is an irony, as in the context there isn't really a welcome, but rather the authentic countryside Australian's voice, and I intentionally did this to attract the attention of the readers. Another example would be my poem Eat. It is a longer poem and lots of language techniques were employed. For instance, I used rhyming patterns such as die and eat to create movements and flows. I used exaggeration such as I eat for the poor to create humor and reinforce my ideas. And I used symbolic rhythm patterns overall to create strong auditory effects. The poem itself, I wouldn't say, is a good poetry because everything is quite disordered and undisciplined, but my point was to make a self-deprecating humor and another figurative Australian voice. The poem gives distinctively the nature of a migrant Australian's voice, which is often represented by children who overrespect the parents. The voice is typically from the margin of Australian culture. I wrote the poem in first person to more vividly portray such real-life examples of characters in childhood that we may have seen before. In fact, I was one of those migrants who came to Australia a long time ago. My family was from Greece, and in my childhood, I had to comply with my father's strict Greek values. I concealed my passion in Australian teenage culture during my early years of my life, but freed myself in the end, and I became a performance poet, and this is essentially why I have this recording. I think the governments should hear more of these voices from migrants and provide assistance where they need it to help them adapting the environment in Australia. Another poem I'd like to talk about is Nora from Naruma. Strictly speaking, it is not a poem because it doesn't virtually fit the standards of how we normally define a poem, in say shorter in length and more rhyming patterns perhaps. But the reason why I'd like to talk about it is because the poem more or less reflects the attitudes of the older society on feminism, which is always an important part in Australian voices. I wrote the poem in first person in the form of retrospective storytelling, and by doing this, I could lively vitalize and portray a woman character whom received suppression from males in the society. This is a woman who was imposed a stigma of a mad woman. And by doing this, I could give her a voice to trigger people's awakening conscience on feminism, a voice from the margins of the society for the government to hear. I also use repetition quite often. For instance, maybe if I had said something and in order to strengthen the comparison to our claimed free speech society and emphasize the powerlessness of female in the older society. This woman is not alone in society. Out there, there are always people behind this woman, and this woman represents a group in the society that sharing the same identity, and I think the government must carefully hear the voices from these people. So in conclusion, I think I give voices to all sorts of people in our society, particularly the disadvantaged. The reason I've done so is because I think each of the distinctive person I speak for represents another group of people sharing the same identity. So rather than speaking for individuals, I indeed speak for a community which is in need of the government's assistance. So I think, if I may, the government should work towards a more united society in which there are all kinds of Australian voices. I've learned how the government failed to reconcile with Aboriginal people upon the crimes that the government had done in the past. Governments should take responsibilities even for the past actions and policies over which they have no control. Issues such as racism should be absolutely eliminated before achieving a great harmony. Uniting groups of people with distinctive Australian voices requires more than responsibilities, though. It needs magnanimity and self-examination. That's all. Thanks for listening.